Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we're here with 2018 Race Across America Men's Solo Champion, Christoph Strasser. First words out of your mouth, sitting is so nice. After 8 days of that, I would think you'd like standing up.
Yeah, sitting is nice when you have like a chair, but it's not nice at the moment when you sit on a saddle.
This year, you really looked like you pushed over those final few miles. How did you feel when you got to the finish line this year?
When I watched the video today about my arrival on the finish line yesterday, I was quite something like embarrassed because I was not in a good mood. I was not really enjoying because I was just too tired and too done, and I was pushing so hard until Mount Airy, which is like 3 hours before the finish line. So I was really like dead. I thought it is possible to get the 8 day barrier, but then in the end there was a lot of traffic. Then we had a very intensive rain storm, and all of that things. And of course, I was maybe not fast enough the 7 days before. But all of these things led to the final result of 8 day and 1 hour and a few minutes. And then I was like, yeah, not really happy in the first few minutes after I arrived at the finish line. But today, I am like, yeah, I can enjoy it, and it's really nice, and I'm really very happy about it all.
I think you had everybody pulling for you to break 8 days. You still had the second fastest average speed in the history of the race, which is phenomenal.
Yes, of course, and because of the longer route than the years before, I knew that it is nearly impossible to get under 8 days, only if everything is perfect and if you have good weather. And yeah, I nearly did it, but I also felt that it is possible. So it was very close, and maybe this is a goal for the future.
Love hearing that. But what's it like to be out there completely alone? I mean, you're time station ahead of the next solo racer. How do you motivate yourself to keep going? I mean, there's a lot of internal motivation obviously coming from within.
Yes, I have a lot of motivation from within, and I'm, you know, before the race, I am sure that like Thomas Mauerhofer, who was catched by a car and hit by a car, which is very sad, and I want to wish him the best from that, from here and in that moment, for a fast recovery. And also Ralf Disewiskur from Luxembourg, it was sure that they will be fast, but if I can bring 100% of my performance, that they will not be as fast as me. When I think of other results, other races from the past. So yeah, I knew before the race that it will be race against my time from 2013, 2014. And we had a list, we had documents, we had graphs of my time station performances from the last races. And it was like, yeah, you have been slower than 2014, but faster than 2013. And with that thinking, I was motivating myself to get the best out of me.
So, I mean, you do so many records, your 500-mile indoor track record, which was, I loved talking to you about that. That just sounded like torture. But again, you've got some fire inside that you're able to do that. Is your crew constantly giving you updates? not just when you're on your brief stops, but talking to you over the bike about your speed.
Yes, of course. This is one of my drives to be in updates all the time. I am talking a lot about the opponents, about from time station one and beginning on. I'm talking. I want to know where are and how fast are my opponents. Then I was very happy for Nicole Reist, for the very fast women from Switzerland. And I'm interested in all the other opponents as well. And we are checking for their website updates, for their live ticker updates. So even if I am in the lead and don't see the other racers in person, I'm very well informed about them, and that keeps the racing spirit in me.
And it sounds like you're not necessarily feeling a competitiveness against them. It's really against yourself. You care about the other racers.
It's always easy to say that you care about yourself as long as you are in the lead. But of course, if they come closer, if I have problems, if I'm not in the lead, if I am falling back, it is a stress to me, of course, and I don't like the feeling of a lot of people in front of me. But I do a lot of training and really hard and intensive preparation to be able to be in the front. But that, of course, includes that I have to think about my motivation when I'm in the front.
Now, I've been watching your time splits just constantly throughout the days, and it blew me away that you didn't have a time station average in single digits until right near the end in the Appalachians. How were you able to continue that speed even with taking a sleep break?
The training for this year's Ram was more intense, and so I was able to recover in times when I did not ride as fast, when I had slow rides for a few hours. Then my body could recover, and short time gaps of intensive riding, like when you have a very steep mountain, did not cause so much stress to my body as in the years before.
And your crew was talking, we mentioned this yesterday and said really wanted to talk to you about it today, but your crew had said when you came awake from a sleep break, you were much more alert and aware than you had been in the past. What were some of the changes that you made?
Yeah, another change was that this year we did more sleep than last year. And last year I did more sleep than the years before. So it's like it's not an improvement, but it's a change of thinking. In my early years, I was trying to sleep as little as possible, because if you sleep, then you lose. That was my mindset in these years. But this year we proved that for me, I mean, everybody's different, every mind and every organism is different. But in my personal case, it's better to have maybe 20 minutes more of sleep per day, one power nap more, and then be much faster on the bike and be much more focused in your mind.
Now, last year we spoke quite a bit about the new section between Camp Verde and Flagstaff, and that definitely affected the race, threw you off on where you were coming through, say, Monument Valley, than you were used to in the past. What was your pace like this year, and how did that affect you?
I'm not sure about the numbers, so people who want to know it in detail have to look it up in the leaderboards or in the Ram statistics. But I knew that I have to be very, very fast until Flagstaff, because there are a few things. When you are fast in your first 1 or 1.5 days, then you have much more positive mindset than when you are not in the lead. You have more motivation, because you have the feeling that it is maybe possible to get the win or to get the lead or to get a new record. And it's true that you cannot ride faster in the end when you save some power in the beginning. So yeah, that's what people sometimes think, that you have to start slowly and then you have to do a fast finish. But that's possible in a 5-hour marathon run maybe, but it's not possible in an 8-9 day multi-event, because if you lose some time, even on the first day, you will never get it back.
The mythic negative split, where you ride the second half faster than the first, just doesn't work.
That's not possible in a race like Ram, and so I knew I have to give it nearly all out until Flagstaff, And then reach Flagstaff before it's dark, because then you have tailwind to Tuba City. Then you will reach the Wolf Creek Pass the next day before midnight, before it's getting cold. And there are some more little positive things that can only be reached when you are very fast until Flagstaff.
Let's talk a little bit about your training. You're not a mega miles guy. You really work on speed, don't you?
Yes, but I think I do both. So in the last year, I was like, my rest day, the new coach told me that rest days are not the best thing for your body. So a rest day was like 4 to 5 hours of easy riding. And yeah, and at the end of the week, there are still a lot of miles and a lot of hours on the day. But I remember one training cycle which was 5 weeks without any day off bike. So it was like the 36th day was the first day without training.
How do you recover from that schedule?
I don't know. I mean, I get up in the morning, my legs are painful, and I think, how should I get the next training done? It's really painful sometimes in the morning to get out of bed. But then you have 2-3 hours of warm-up, and then your legs get better, and after the 7th hour, the training is finished. And on the next day, it starts again. You think like, how should I get out of bed?
So is this fun for you when you're out racing? Are you having a good time, or are you so focused on what you're doing, this is your job?
Yes, of course, it is a good time. And this year I was like seeing the result and feeling the result of very hard training. So the training I did for this year was harder as every year before. And I had fewer problems in the race, and I was much faster. So I think it's a good way of preparation. But I also have to say that not everybody can do the same style of training. Some people need more intensity, some people need more hours. And this is a very individual thing, and this can only be done by a good coach. And things change during your life as an athlete. So what you need as a 20-year-old guy can be completely different than what you need as a 30-year-old guy.
So now you're what, a 33-year-old guy?
No, it's 35. It's 35.
I didn't want to go high. So what changes are you going to make? And really curious about how you're going to follow this up. What are you doing the rest of the year?
Now I will do some... Maybe I have to talk to my coach, but I'm trying to get some real days off bike, not only just 4 hours of easy riding. And I think in 2 weeks again, I will start with easy training. Then we have the Race Around Austria Challenge, which is like the short distance of the Race Around Austria in August. And then at the end of October, I'll be back here in Borrego Springs for the 24-hour time trial championships.
Christoph, it's always great to chat with you. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your time off the bike to rest to come up here and talk with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I was enjoying, and I'm now looking forward to see the other guys finish the race. Thanks.
You're going to stick around and watch? All right. It's good to have you here. From the finish line at City Dock in Annapolis, we're here with Christoph Strasser, the 2018 men's solo champion. 5 times.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.